Good morning, everyone. Welcome to Saturday Morning Coffee Chat. I'm Dr. Jane Ruby. Thanks for being with me. Saturday morning, September 16th. We just had a huge downpour of rain. It was just so refreshing. You might see another one or hear another one during Coffee Chat. This is a cup that was sent to me actually as a set of four by a wonderful follower. This is the official logo, as you can see, of the Dr. Jane Ruby Show. Beautiful, solid glass, etched in. Thank you so much, all of you who send me cups. I'm actually out of new cups, so I'm kind of going through the cups that have come through. Just like the government, okay? I don't have any new cups, right? And I want to talk about that. Because I really feel good about this past week. I mean, I feel good about every week when I get the work done, I get the word out, and people are more edified and aware. But this week was particularly satisfying to me because I'm getting the word out that they're lying about being a new vaccine. For those probably, hopefully few, left that are sycophants that are planning on bellying up for the next shot, just know that they're lying to you. You want to prove to somebody that this is somebody who's on the fence or somebody who's already taken some and might be likely to take more, and you want to try to talk them out of it? Try showing them the lies. They're telling you it's new. It's been created miraculously to cover all of the variants. Because of the scary new forms, okay? This is gonna be the gift that keeps giving, this DOD mass genocide operation, for those who don't smarten up. Okay, so where are the lies? Let's listen, and then I'm gonna go over the package insert. We're gonna talk about the package insert, right? I'm gonna put that in the title too, because I think it's helpful for people to find it. When maybe somewhere down the line, someone will say, could you talk a little bit about the package insert? What is it? Why is it important? Why do people talk about it in response to these fake shots? Okay, let's start with New York State Governor Kathy Hochul, who's doing that Cuomo de Blasio thing. Remember that? Get a hamburger, eating French fry. I got some good fries, get your shot and get a burger. Well, she's gonna pretend that she's a scientist. And she's trying to tell New Yorkers, and probably everybody by extension, and the reason this is important is it just doesn't affect New Yorkers. She's gonna be seen across social media, across the world, and especially across the United States. So let's listen to what this communist fake bitch who was never elected, okay, she's Cuomo with high heels and lipstick, and not even a good version of lipstick and high heels. I digress. Here we go. Take a listen to the, and why don't you count? I want you to get a piece of paper and a pen and count how many lies you hear in a row. Here we go. And now for those of you, whether on podcast or on this video, you're not gonna see it, but it's from like a meme video that I posted on Telegram and Twitter and all the other social media. For the purposes of listening right now, listen to how many lies she tells you. She's gonna tell you it's new. She's gonna tell you it's miracle. She's gonna tell you it's all gonna cover all the new scary variants. She's gonna tell you that your old ones are crap. She's gonna tell you you have no immunity. Oh, this is beautiful. Beautiful. Here we go.
What's different about this vaccine and why should people get it? Couple of points.
First of all,
it is literally a new vaccine. It is not a booster shot. It is not an enhancer. It is a new vaccine designed to attack the new variants. A booster is a vaccine you get the same one over and over and over just to build up your resiliency.
Thanks for teaching us.
This is a new vaccine built specifically to match these circulating strains. So it doesn't matter if you've already been vaccinated. Take no comfort in that. Thank you for getting vaccinated in the past, but that is not protecting you today.
Thank you for doing your civic duty. Remember Catherine Watts said, part of the information war propaganda is do it for grandma, do it for your family, do it for other people.
You need to know that. You don't have the immunity built up over time. So as the virus evolves, this is where our scientists and researchers and companies have to get ahead of us. The virus evolves, so must our response.
Oh, God.
So here's the simple message, New Yorkers. Get the vaccine.
Be a dumb...
That is the best way by far to protect yourself and those around you. And we're smart. We're resilient. We protect each other. We've done this.
We're good citizens.
Since March of 2020. No reason to stop now. And don't think about just yourself, because there's a lot of people affected. And one thing I want to point out here, which is troubling, all across the country, hospitalizations are on the rise.
Ooh.
For babies.
Ooh, if you don't bite on the do your civic duty, if you don't bite on the, the old one doesn't work, this is new, I gotta have it, then watch what she wants you to bite on. Watch what this despicable, diabolical bitch wants you to bite on. Fear. You don't want your baby to die in a cold room all by itself. Is that a veiled threat? I don't know, you tell me.
Seeing more infants having to be taken care of in a hospital because they're so sick. Now, for a young parent, that is scary. It is heartbreaking. A lot of uncertainty. You do not want your baby, your young child, to have to go to the hospital. So don't wait on this.
Watch this.
6 months is the age. Sounds young, but children get shots from birth.
Do it.
They can do it. I encourage everyone, don't let your baby be one that is in a cold, dark, scary place, unknown to them. Scared.
Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? Not only are these psychopaths unimaginative, they don't have an imagination and soulless, but they're dumb, dumb asses. They're dumb. You don't want your baby dying in a cold, dark place, do you? Because you're not going to be able to see them. You're going to be punished for not giving them the shot. You don't want the baby to suffer because you didn't do what was right, what I told you to do. But it's new. Although, putting all those other atrocities in her comments behind, you don't think that's a war criminal? You don't think that's the same as somebody leading those people on the train cars? They knew where they were going. But the lie that jumps out at me is it's new. This is new. Really? Okay. So the Comirnaty, remember Comirnaty? That's the Pfizer-BioNTech COVID-19 vaccine shot that was approved, but it wasn't available. So we have the C-19 Pfizer-BioNTech shot under emergency use authorization, and we have the Pfizer Comirnaty that was approved. So we have a label, supposedly. We have a brand. We have an approved drug. Oh, but we don't have any shipment yet. Well, guess what just started showing up at military bases and installations in the last few days? Take a look at my Twitter or my Telegram. You'll see pictures of boxes of Comirnaty, but here's the best part. Here's the part that made my heart jump out of my chest when I first saw the picture. It says, are you ready? 2023-2024 version. Wait a minute. I thought it was new. You see how they get, they're so stupid. They get stumbled up and tangled in their own lies. It's new. But make sure you get the Comirnaty 23-24 version. Oh yeah, this is going to carry you into 2024. It's new. But wait a minute, it's got Comirnaty on the box. I know, but it's a new formulation. We put the date on it to show you it's new. Kathy Hochul told you it's new. In case you missed that part, I want you to just hear the first 15 seconds
What's
okay, here you go.
What's different about this vaccine and why should people get it?
Watch.
First of all, it is literally a new vaccine.
Literally,
it is not a booster shot. It is
literally, quote, not, don't take it from me, right from her mouth. Literally a new vaccine. And then she differentiates. It's not a booster. Remember that Comirnaty box I just told you about, 2023 to 2024 version. But Kathy Hochul says it's not a booster, because boosters are, and she's right, boosters are the same thing given repetitively to keep the levels up, or to keep the effect of the levels up, the effect. You're boosting the original. But this is a new, literally, she says, literally. Literally means absolutely, exactly. Not figuratively or in speak or, you know, in your mind. Literally.
What's different about this vaccine and why should people get it? A couple of points. First of all, it is literally a new vaccine.
It's literally a new vaccine, you lying piece of garbage, you scumbag, murderous, traitor. I think New Yorkers are getting pissed, but all of America should get pissed. There's a guy I just heard this morning, viral NYC viral videos or something like that. I'll retweet him on my Twitter so you see. Don't know his name yet, but I hope I meet him someday. He just did a rant that was so spot on. We need to get him out. We need to get them out. AOC, she's down in New York City in front of the Roosevelt Hotel. City's dying. The city itself is dying. It is going to become, you're gonna have to put a fence around it. You're gonna have, you know what? That entire Manhattan Island is going to have to become its own Alcatraz. The good citizens are going to have to leave. You're going to have to leave your Upper East Side, you know, $10 million apartment behind. Yep. Pay attention, Bethany Frankel, because you're about to lose your, if you still have one there. And they're going to have to put a fence around the entire island of Manhattan and sequester it and keep the animals in. Because the level of crime, it's not just happening in the Bronx or, you know, the previously known stereotypical, you know, labeled boroughs. Oh, no. Oh, no. This is happening in New York City, in Manhattan, on broad daylight, in beautiful sections, okay? Not just in the hidden crevices of Central Park, in little tiny bridges. This is coming to a city near you. That's why people have said for the last couple of years, get out of the cities. Get out of the cities. Another thing, tell people who are thinking of getting this or on the fence, look at the box. Look at the source of your injection before you let somebody stick a needle in your body and push through that liquid. And that leads me to the package insert. Let me begin by explaining the general definition. This is what you need to know. This is where my 20 years in pharmaceutical drug development comes into play. The package insert is something that's all rolled up in there. I'm going to show you in a minute, give you an example. It's all rolled up in your medication. It should come with your prescription med. If you don't get the box, if you're getting pills and you don't get the box, that package insert should be given with, you know, stuck to or attached to, you know, your, or inside your prescription bag when you pick it up. The package insert is supposed to be in over-the-counter drugs, which are drugs that do not require a prescription. And it should always accompany prescription medications. Now, when you're getting a shot, you're not getting the entire vial, but that package insert should be available to you. That's your informed consent. Now, it's not designed for you to use as an informed consent, because it's not really designed for the general lay public consumer. It's designed for a very specific purpose, to provide prescribers with information that will help them prescribe safely and appropriately. Where does the information come from? Very good question. It only and ever comes from, or should come from, the randomized placebo-controlled trials, the other non-randomized trials, like the pharmacokinetics, elimination, absorption, metabolism, excretion, how is the drug absorbed, what are the levels, how do you get to steady state, what is your half-life, that's the time it takes for your body to break down 50% of the drug in that's in circulation, how is it excreted and eliminated, is it by the kidneys, is it by the liver, is it by the skin, comes out through the pore. How is it when, you know, how fast is it absorbed? Does food affect? Okay, that's all pharmacokinetics. It should all be in the package insert. The placebo-controlled trials, the differentiation between the treated group and the non-treated group, pure placebo. There are certain parameters that have to be met, like your side effects, if they are more than a certain percentage of placebo or rate of placebo, that puts them in a very specific category, and it's supposed to be looked at in a different way and may preclude you from getting your drug approved. But that's the package insert. The package insert is also available, or should be, on every drug company's website. You will see it under PI, information for prescribers, and sometimes it'll say information for consumers or patients, which is oftentimes a watered down version of what the medical professionals and scientists get. And that makes sense. So I just went through some residual over-the-counter medications in my home to bring you a sample. And it doesn't matter if it's from an over-the-counter drug or a prescription drug, for the purposes of my discussion of it right now, to share with you. But I wanted to see what my over-the-counter, so I have in my cupboard right now, Bayer baby aspirin. And I don't want to, and please don't write to me, it's, oh, you know, it's German, it's Chinese. Just, that's not the purpose of the conversation. I know what I'm doing, okay? So I looked in an unopened box and there was no package insert. And I thought, that's odd. Then I had a box of over-the-counter earwax. I'm not gonna give a lot of brand names. I don't wanna help people. And it was sealed, it had plastic around it, hadn't opened it yet. So I opened it from the bottom so I could open it and then show you, you know, during coffee chat. But I opened it, took the plastic off, opened the sealed box. There's no package insert. I thought, are over-the-counter drugs and drug companies dropping the package insert? Because normally, you remember, you must have seen hundreds of them in your lifetime. You opened your bottle of Advil, and some of them may still be there, but the ones I opened didn't have them. So I thought, well, that's curious. And you open those and you see that folded up paper. And most of the time, people just toss it because you don't know what it is and you don't care. You want to take your Advil or whatever for your headache. So I've got a box here of prescription budesonide, right? This is used when I'm ill. I would use this myself in the nebulizer. And this is not a tutorial on nebulizing with budesonide. So caveat, do not take anything I say in this coffee chat as an instruction to nebulize or to use budesonide. I'm showing you a prescription medication, a legal prescription medication, and I want to show you something. So I open it. And these are ampules, and they're sealed, you know, to keep them fresh, okay? Okay, and there's a bunch of them in here. But you see that white piece of paper? It has never been removed. It's stuck. I'm gonna pull it out. And that should be in there. That's your package insert. Now they've got it all folded up here, and they got a little tape on it. So I'm gonna try to drop this down so you can see more. Just keep cognizant of showing you. So I'm opening it. I ripped it a little bit. My fault. Let me just explain to you, this document, the package insert, is a legal document. Every letter, every number, every period, every punctuation, and every diagram has been negotiated between the pharmaceutical company and the FDA, okay? Or it should be. It includes indications, contraindications, drug-drug interactions. You see the charts? These are your study results. Then you get further along and you've got some, I'm gonna get to it in a minute. And then you've got some information on how to open it, use it, okay? You've got, God, it's so tiny. Patient, let me bring my glasses out here, did I? This is a, okay, so this, I recognize it just by looking at it. It's a Kaplan-Meier chart that looks at effect over time, things that happen over time. Do they happen more over time or do they happen less over time? Okay, and this is figure 1A, sorry guys that I didn't bring my glasses. 12-week trial in pediatric patients not on inhaled corticosteroid therapy. Nighttime asthma change from baseline. Okay, so what did I just tell you? An effect over time. And this is aggregate. These are all the people, these are averages, okay? And so what they wanna show is a separation. Okay, because that, and then if that separation, now visually it looks separated, but that's why you do your statistics and you look at your p-value, which is your confidence value, that tells you, yes, you really are seeing a separation. Or even though you're seeing it with your eye, there's no separation. It's not statistically significant. Those used to be valuable parameters. The next one is figure 2A, 12-week trial in pediatric patients previously maintained on inhaled corticosteroid, nighttime change from base. You get the point, okay? You don't need to know the weeds of all of this, but you've got, look at this, geriatric use, hepatic impairment. This makes me so angry, overdosage. You've got the clinical pharmacology, this entire long section of clinical pharmacology. You've got, look at this, the adverse event schedule from the pivotal trials. I could go on and on and on, but I think you get it, okay? You've got your pharmacokinetics, your elimination, your absorption. This is a legal document. Now, it doesn't have to legally be inside of an emergency use authorization. There's a lot of gifts that this wayward, murderous government, okay, gets. There's so many gifts that they get out of EUA. Public health emergencies, emergency use authorization. They get a lot of gifts. They keep gifts, helps them stay in tyranny, okay? These are things you should be demanding. If there was a real informed consent document, having written many of them and having had to defend many of them before human subjects review boards and tighten them and go back with their instructions before I could ever begin a human study, I can tell you that in the package insert or in the informed consent, you would have to agree to the fact that you were given a copy of the package insert in an open label trial. And it would say, if you're getting, or in even a randomized controlled placebo-controlled trial, double blind, okay? You would still be given a copy in the event that you are randomized to. You're not gonna know till after the trial, but in the event that you're randomized to the treatment and not the placebo with no treatment in it, this is what it is. Or in the absence of that, it would at least have to have reference to these are the known risks. And it would say, we don't know all the risks because we have, this is only based on preclinical, which is animals in petri dishes, you know, or pharmacokinetics. We don't really know the safety yet. That's why you're participating in the trial. So beware of the lies. Beware of the lie. The lie that this is new. See, they're using the carrot. In 2021 and 2022, it was much more of the stick. You take this shot or you're gonna lose your job. You take the shot or you can't come back to college. You take the shot or you can't travel overseas. We won't, and if you're a pilot, we won't let you get the, even though your seniority is right up there, we're not letting you fly the good routes that you've earned and get paid more unless you take this shot. See, that was a stick. Now, even though we have a little bit of the stick in operation, right? We got some stick, right? Some companies, some schools kind of starting to talk about it. They're putting their finger out in the wind. Yeah, go screw yourselves is what they're gonna get from the majority of people. But you're getting much more of the carrot, right? You're gonna see more of the donuts and the French fries in different forms. I mean, Hochul is still using the stick, but she's using the fear stick. She's not mandating it. She doesn't dare. They'd rip her filthy face out of that state house so fast your heads would spin because people are riled up. Oh, she's clever. She's using the fear stick. The fear is a softer version of the stick, right? Because the hard version of the stick is you're gonna lose you're a state employee, you're gonna lose your job. Or a state university, you can't go back to school without this new shot, right? She's telling people, parents, ginning up their guilt. Your baby's gonna die in a cold, dark place because you ain't gonna get near them in that hospital. They're gonna be sent to the baby COVID ward to be murdered. And you're gonna be taught a lesson. You don't want that, do you? You don't want that. So you see the stick, it's a softer stick coupled with a lot of the carrot. You wanna do the right thing, don't you? This is new. Don't get any comfort in the fact that you bellied up for the first ones. Man, I hope people are not that stupid. I pray to God that the scales are falling off faster and harder than ever before. God bless you all. Have a great Saturday. Have a wonderful weekend. I'm gonna unplug a little bit myself and I'm gonna go down to my local fish market way down south. Yeah, it's fresh stuff that comes right off the boats and from out in the ocean. It's great. And just gonna get some good fresh air and sunshine. I hope y'all do the same. Just know that I'm here. We'll have a big week next week. A lot of great stuff. Keep you informed, educated. Just get it out. You've done a great job helping me to get the word out, build out, you know, tell people to subscribe to my Rumble channel. That's where all the shows are and the coffee chats and everything else. So God bless you all. Have a wonderful weekend. And I'll see you Monday night on the Dr. Jane Ruby Show. Take care, everyone. I'm very concerned about our economy, and you should be too. You need a plan for protecting your retirement savings, your 401k, your IRA. And I have partnered with the number one company in the United States, rated A+ for customer service and dependence. It's Augusta Precious Metals. They even teach you how to protect yourself from the lies and the scams of other companies. Contact them today and learn more about what your options are for protecting your life savings with physical gold and silver. These are very volatile times. You don't want your money sitting on paper under the control of entities like BlackRock and Vanguard. Please call them today and learn more at 888-836-1890. That's 888-836-1890. Or click on the link below in my show description. I promise you, you will be in good hands.